Hey, babe. I didn't know that you were gonna be home. Guess who's here?
Hi.
Mind if we join you on the couch? We're both so tired from finals.
Dibs in the Chase Lounge.
You really do think this is your apartment?
I just want to be cozy, and it's the best seat.
I guess I can't argue with that. Move over, babe. Let me be the little spoon.
You guys are so cute. It's like almost annoying.
Oh my God, stop! First of all, you're basically our domestic partner at this point. And second of all, now that you're finally free from your asshole ex, you're open to being with a nice dude who deserves you. A guy who we will both want to approve of, right, babe?
You guys, you're melting my cold heart.
You don't have a cold heart. You've just been burned by dudes who don't deserve you. And that guy was, such a dick. Weren't you telling me that he would, criticize your blowjob skills?
Yeah.
Don't be embarrassed. It's fine. I mean, even though I've never seen you go down on someone, I'm sure you're great at it. He was just a jerk.
Well, that's kind of the thing. I actually don't know if I'm any good at it.
Huh? Girl, you've had a few boyfriends at this point. I'm sure you're just being hard on yourself.
Honestly, I just get kind of overwhelmed when it comes to giving head. Like, I've seen it in porn so many times, and I know technically what I'm supposed to do, but when it comes time and there's this cock in my face, I kind of just freeze up. I know it's weird. Don't judge me, okay?
No, I'm not judging you, and neither is he. I totally get it. It can be intimidating. Hey, I have an idea. No pressure at all, but what if I gave you a little lesson?
What do you mean, like on an actual cock?
Well, it just so happens that I have 24/7 access to a man who loves getting his dick sucked. Right, babe? See? He's always game.
What? You want me to watch you go down on him?
Well, watching is certainly part of it, but every good teacher will tell you that hands-on learning is where it's at. Or in this case, mouth-on learning.
Oh my God, you are crazy.
Babe, would you like that? I know that you've always wanted to get your cock sucked by two beautiful women. Do you mind if we, well, borrow your cock for a bit? Okay, I'm so excited. Oh my gosh. Okay, babe, you just stay there, nice and relaxed. We're gonna do all of the work, okay? So, first things first, come kneel next to me. Now, you don't always have to be kneeling, but it definitely sets the tone. I've never met a guy who didn't love the sight of a woman looking up at him from her knees.
Okay, so just kneel right here.
Exactly. Now, I want you to start by gently stroking his cock through his jeans. Usually, by the time you hit your knees, it'll already be hard, but if it isn't, you can always ask him to guide your hand to the right place.
Okay. Oh, okay, wow, you are, very hard already.
I mean, he has two hot girls kneeling in front of him.
Right, makes sense. Okay, so I just keep stroking through his pants, even though he's already hard.
Exactly. Just for like a little bit. The thing here is that you really want to create tension and anticipation. He needs to know how badly you want his cock, and the best way to show him is to rub it while you look up into his eyes. I try to look hungry for him. I want him to know how much I want him. So, go ahead. Look into his eyes. See that? See how his disposition changed?
Yeah, what is that?
It's the moment that he crossed over from horny to needy. His eyes are locked on you now. Most guys will never say this out loud, but at this point, they want to, well, take you. They need you. It's almost like something instinctual takes over.
Oh. Wow, that's kind of hot.
Babe, please interrupt me if I'm wrong, but you have, in fact, crossed over into feral territory. Right? That's what I thought. So now you want to playfully ask him a question you already know the answer to. I know that it might seem counterintuitive, but it establishes a mutual need while also touching on consent, which is important. So go ahead, ask him something.
Do you like it when I rub your cock through your jeans?
Good, but be confident. You know that he likes it. You have power here. Own it.
Do you like watching me in front of you? Stroking that nice, hard cock.
Yes, exactly. Okay, so now that you've given him a nice little tease, let's get into it. Start by unzipping his jeans. He'll help you get his pants and boxers down. Perfect.
Oh, wow. That's a very nice cock.
Look at you. Yes, that's perfect. It's always good to let a man know how much you like his cock. Size can be kind of a touchy subject, so it's best to avoid it in my experience, unless you're with a trusted partner. Mm-hmm. But terms like sexy, gorgeous, hot, hard, those work regardless of who you're with.
It is really nice. I'm not just saying that.
Now shift your body weight up onto the front of your knees so you're high up enough to access him. Just like that. Now, you see how his cock is already dripping pre-cum?
Yeah, kind of a lot of it, too.
Start by gently licking it up. No sucking, just licking enough to get that pre-cum off and into your mouth. See how that made his cock twitch? That is always a good sign.
That's sexy. Like, one little lick of my tongue made him jump with excitement.
Exactly. Now for the fun part. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. Take the head of his cock into your mouth and gently swirl your tongue around it. Just like that. Like it's the most delicious treat you've ever tasted. And use one of your hands to grab the base of his cock, while the other one lightly cups his balls.
Like that.
Ah, yes. Just like that. Does that feel good for you, babe? Okay, good. So you keep going, honey. You just listen. The thing to remember is that you cannot possibly use your tongue enough. Your tongue is your secret weapon here. No matter what instructions I give you, you should always be using your tongue to massage his cock. Got it?
Yes. Always use my tongue.
You are such a good girl. Oh, do you like when I call you that? Same. Now continue using your tongue, and you're gonna start bobbing up and down. You don't have to get the whole length of his cock right away. You could work up to that. Exactly like that. You're a natural. Keep going up and down, up and down. Try getting his whole cock down now. It may go into your throat a bit, but that's a good thing. There you go. Good girl, just like that. You're so good at this. Fuck. Okay, move over just slightly. I'm gonna show you one of my favorite techniques, all right? I know, babe. I know that you want to explode, but can you just keep it for a little bit longer? I promise I'll go easy on you. I really want to teach her.
I'm not going to lie. This whole situation's making me a little wet.
Oh my gosh. Please touch yourself then. I would prefer if you did. I actually can't believe I forgot to mention that. One of the best ways to come is with a cock in your mouth. He taught me that. But make sure you're still paying attention, okay?
Of course.
Good girl. Yes. Rub that needy little pussy. He likes knowing that sucking his cock did that to you. Now, I am going to throat fuck myself on his cock. You don't always have to do this. I mean, technically, you never have to, but it's one of those skills that will really set you apart. Kind of like knowing how to use Photoshop or changing a tire.
Oh, well, okay. I've never done that before. I didn't even know I could.
No, I'm gonna start by relaxing my throat. Taking some deep breaths. And now I'm gonna suck. And right when I feel his cock hit the back of my mouth, I'm gonna push it down further, deep into my throat. Your instinct will tell you not to go any further, but ignore it.
Okay, please do it. I really wanna see.
My cheerleading coach always told us, practice, practice, practice. And see how I'm covered in drool. That's ideal. When you let a man fuck your throat, you're gonna get a different kind of spit. It's much thicker in texture and it drips everywhere. That's how you know you're doing it right. It's right from your throat.
What if I gag on it, though?
It's okay if you gag on it. I always gag on it. And I've never had any complaints. Some guys like it even more. But it's up to you, so... Here, I got it nice and wet for you. Why don't you give it a try now? That's it. Relax that throat and keep pushing it down. Get it down there and keep that consistent up and down rhythm. That's it. Keep touching yourself while you suck. You'll learn to come from having a cock in your throat the more you condition yourself to orgasm this way. Take it from me. That's what good sluts do. Fuck. You're doing amazing. Now, as a bonus lesson and as a thank you to my amazing boyfriend, let's suck it together.
Well, okay, but how?
I'm gonna take the left side, you take the right side. Run your tongue up in long strokes, and then when we get to the head, we make out with this cock in the middle. Kind of like a three-way kiss, but with a cock. Yeah, just like that. Make eye contact with him if you can. Your eyes say more than your mouth ever can. Oh, you're really into this, huh? Are you gonna come? Okay. I want you to have his cock in your throat for this, okay, honey? Yeah, you take over. Oh, fuck. That's it. Get his cock all the way down your slutty little throat. Yes. Good fucking girl. Keep going. You're gonna come just like this. Can you do that? Can you come for him? Show him how much you love sucking his cock. Be his good little slut. Fuck. Oh, that's so sexy. That's so wild. Good little slut coming with my boyfriend's dick in her throat. Good girl. Oh, fuck. That's so sexy. You did so good. I'm so proud of you. Okay, but we're not done yet. We still need to make him come. So I'm gonna take him down my throat, and I want you to gently suck his balls. We need to make sure that we get the biggest load possible. That's our reward for being such good girls for him.
Okay, I don't like that idea. Here, let me massage these heavy balls on my tongue.
Okay, baby.
Oh my god, you really are a slut. Oh, we worship this god. Okay,
Now you're gonna come for us, baby. Now you're gonna give us your huge load.
Oh my God, you're so
good. You love it. Now, when he's about to come, I want you to take it, okay? But don't swallow. Got it?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Come right here next to me and look up at him. Maybe show him your tits. And baby, you just tap me when you're gonna come, okay? I want it to go in her mouth. You're coming? Okay. Now you get onto his cock and take that load for him. Good girl. Oh my gosh, yes. You're so fucking hot when you listen. Now, I want you to come and kiss me so we could share his cum. Every good girl gets some cum, okay? Okay, come here. Now swallow what's left in your mouth. You have a little bit on your cheek. No, there. Here, let me get it. And there you have it.
I don't even know what to say. That was so fucking hot. I get it now. I get why you love sucking cock.
I knew you would. And baby, what did you think? Did I do a good job training another little cocksucker for you? Would you let her suck it again?
Oh, thank you. I would really like that, actually.
Well, lucky for you, so would we. And since you're literally always here anyway, I think that could be arranged.
As long as I always get to sit on the chaise.